Hello, my name is Banele Lobuzo. Please allow me to tell you a story from the Book of God. My story is titled, Moses Chose Through Prosperity. Eventually, Joseph, the king of Egypt whom he served, and that generation died. God multiplied the number of Abraham's descendants, Joseph's people. They are called the Israelites or Hebrews. A new king feared a takeover by these Hebrews and made them slaves to the Egyptians. They suffered many generations of slavery. The king of Egypt even ordered all the baby boys of the Hebrew slaves to be killed. But God heard the cries of his people. One mother saved her baby boy by sending him in a basket down the river where the daughter of the king found him. She adopted the baby and named him Moses. Moses grew up in the palace. He had the best education. He lived the rich and powerful life of a prince. From time to time, Moses left the palace and saw his fellow Hebrew people suffering from the heavy work. One day, Moses saw an Egyptian severely beating one of the Hebrew slaves. When he thought no one was looking, Moses killed the Egyptian and hid the dead body. The next day, Moses was out. He saw a Hebrew slave beating another Hebrew slave. Moses asked, "Why are you beating your brother?" The man said, "Who made you judge amongst us? Are you going to kill me like you killed the Egyptian?" Everyone knew what Moses had done. Even the king knew. Moses ran away from Egypt, left his life of riches and power. Moses fled east. He married and became a shepherd for his father-in-law. One day, Moses was out with the animals and he saw a bush on fire, but it was not burning up. When he went to see the bush, God called out to him, "Moses, Moses, do not come any closer. Take off your sandals. You are standing on holy ground." Then the Lord told Moses, "I have heard the cries of my people. I will send you back to the king and you will bring my people out of Egypt and slavery." Moses asked God, "Who should I say is sending me?" God told him his personal name, Yahweh, and said, "Tell them that Yahweh will lead them back to the land he had promised their ancestors." So Moses obeyed. He returned to Egypt to lead God's people to freedom. God sent a series of 10 plagues on the Egyptian people that was so severe the king allowed the Hebrew slaves to leave. Moses led God's people out of Egypt toward the promised land. The Egyptian army later pursued them, but God provided their escape by parting the waters at the Red Sea. When the Egyptian army tried to follow them, God then closed the water. All the soldiers and their animals were destroyed. In the desert, God provided food and water for his people. He protected them from their enemies. As God led them, he guided them in the cloud during the day and then fire in the cloud at night. God lived amongst his people. This is the story about Moses' choice of living the life of a prince to become a humble servant of God.